Lars, dear travelers, we are Extinction Rebellion. We are you. Our lying down here today is not a demonstration. It is an act of civil disobedience. We aim to draw attention to the global neglect of the ecological breakdown because we are in the midst of an extinction event. The living air we breathe is growing thin as our numbers grow, and the world cannot sustain us all. Our global abuses against nature are threatening thousands of species, and it won't be long before our very own existence is at stake. Here's what the numbers tell us. Schiphol Airport has doubled the amount of passengers passing through this airport from 36 to 71 million in just 20 years. Let's consider the implications of this. A jumbo jet burns a bathtub full of kerosene in just 1 minute. And the amount of CO2 emitted per passenger is 100 times higher than would be emitted if that passenger rode a motorcycle for the same distance. Each consecutive year since 2012 has been record-breaking in terms of heat. These rising temperatures have far-reaching effect on an ecosystem already in severe distress. Coral reefs are dying, storms are raging, drought is settling in, sea levels are rapidly rising, and our ice caps melt. Our home is burning. This alarming accumulation of environmental disasters is almost entirely due to the increase in emission of greenhouse gases, with, in particular, kerosene emissions from airplanes. In order to achieve the necessary net zero fossil fuel emissions in the next 10 years and ensure our survival, we must drastically reduce our fossil fuel consumption as of yesterday. So, by lying here now, in the very spot that Schiphol plans to expand, we aim to expand your consciousness in the hope that you will join us to resist and avoid a global catastrophe. We're lying here now because the time for strenuous political debate is over. It is time to act, and we will not stop until the living air we breathe is clean again. We lie here grounded in solidarity with the living, to help make the change we need to secure a clean and safe environment for the future of our children and their children. This is our responsibility. All we need is a little bit of humility, to set aside our differences, to come together as one human family. Drawing sustenance from the same sky and drawing breath from the same sky. So, in the name of our mother, Mother Earth, we demand that our governments: 1. Tell the truth. 2. Achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2025. 3. Enforce climate justice now.
You're getting better.
Beste reizigers.